There are so many themes to think about as this Ace Tzara continues, but perhaps the next one to explore. So right at the end of the Amida, Shalom. We end off the Amida with asking for Shalom, for peace. It's so much more than that. And in fact, it's the last Mishnah in Shas, Lo Matza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Bracha Ela Shalom, the Kli, the vessel, the utensil, to hold Bracha, is Shalom. It's everything. And therefore, finish off Shas that way. We finish off the Amida that way, with Sim Shalom, and then Isa Shalom. We finish off benching that way. We finish off Kaddish that way. Everything ends with Shalom. What is it? So let's look at the bracha of Sim Shalom. Hopefully we'll be able to say it with more feeling, with more passion. Sim Shalom. Tova v'racha. Chaim v'chesed v'rachamim. Establish peace, goodness, blessing, graciousness, kindness, compassion. Aleinu. Upon us. V'al kol Yisrael amecha. All of your people, Israel. Then we say, Barchinu avinu. Kulanu ke'echa bar panecha. Bless us, our Father, all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. Why? Ki bar panecha. With the light of your countenance, Natsata lanu, you gave us, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem our God, Torah Chaim, a Torah of love, of life, V'avas chesed, love of kindness, Utzdaka, righteousness, Ubracha, blessing, V'rachamim, compassion, V'chaim, life, V'shalom, again shalom, peace. Then we say, we make a request, V'tov beinecha, may it be good in your eyes, Levarach es amcha Yisrael, to bless your people Israel, chol eis, in every season, chol shah, in every hour, bishloi mecha, with your peace, baruch ata Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, hamavarech, who blesses es amcha Yisrael b'shalom, his people Israel with peace. So we've said the word shalom, look how many times, sim shalom tova bracha, that's once. We ask, Rachem Chaim V'Shalom, twice. B'chaliz V'chal Shal B'Shalemecha, third time. And Amavarach Ezom Yisrael, fourth time. So we're asking for Shalom. Emphasizing it and re-emphasizing it. So what is it? You know, it's one of those words that has been adopted, co-opted into modern Hebrew. Shalom. Hello. Goodbye. It's a very Jewish word. But it is so much more than just a hi bye. Shalom is shlemus. Shalom is shalem. Something which is complete, something which is whole, something which is full. Even shlema, the Torah says, talking about weights and measures, complete measure. Vatishlam kol hamalacha. And all the work was completed. So Shalom is a sense of completion. So we start to understand, at least at the very beginning of our journey, why Shalom's always at the end, because Shalom is a sense of completement. Completion. It's a lack of war, of jealousy. Pasuk says, Shleimim hemitanu. They're good with us. They're at peace with us. That's because war and jealousy is the biggest chesaron, deficiency a person can have. It destroys the world, it destroys humanity. Therefore, if you don't have that, you have nothing. The first thing to realize is shalom is shlemus. It's a sense of completion, which is why we finish our davening that way.